How are you doing today, Jackie?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
No problem. First of all, how does it feel to be back for another season?
You know what? It feels great. Every season that I come back when, I'm always like honored and blessed, and it's 11 years now.
No, yeah. Did you have like just come into this? Was there like a milestone that you want to reach? Like, I want to do like 15 seasons or like 20 seasons. Like, is there like a
Yes, it
milestone for you
was.
right now?
You know what it was? It was when I first came on, I was like, I hope we get to 10. And me and Malaysia led the crew. We got to 10. That was a decade. And then now we're at 11, and I'm thinking, ooh, I hope this show continues on till 15. So we'll see.
Okay, I like it. I saw one of your tweets the other day. It was about the editors, and many people on social media wanted to know what was that about. So can you tell us?
It was actually, I was very upset in the moment, and I normally don't do that, so that was out of character for me, but I had to say something because last year, if they recall, Brooke and I had got into it at the reunion, and she was saying I wasn't there for her to support her daughter when she passed away, and I felt disrespected because it wasn't true. I was there for her every step of the way, and so I didn't argue at the reunion. We kind of had words, and then it got on social media, and she kept saying it, so I went public and put all my receipts out. So I figured that was the end of it. We're done. But as soon as we got ready to shoot season 11, I started getting questions from production like, we need you to sit down with Brooke. Because the last time everybody saw you guys was at the reunion. Will you shoot with her? I said, I'll shoot with Brooke anytime. I love Brooke. I won't talk about her daughter. I'm done talking about that. I want that baby to rest in peace. I am hurt that this happened to Brooke. I was told there was lies told on me. It's all cleared up now. I went public. There's nothing else to say. Well, they kept it up, they kept it up and kept it up. So they tricked me into doing a scene. I did the scene thinking, okay, finally we will put it behind each other. We hugged. I thought it was over. And then when it aired, it was a whole different thing again. So that's why I put to the editors, I didn't want to do this. And for you guys to edit it in a way that made it look like I was retracting, going and saying I wasn't there is hurtful. Let the baby rest in peace. Let's move on. I'm not talking about it anymore. And don't ask me again. So that's what that was about.
Oh, no, that's understandable. Speaking also on tweets, it sounds like we're gonna get Messy Jackie back soon. I know it was like a little tease there. Like, what episode can we expect that to happen?
Well, it's funny because they call me Messy Jackie, and I don't feel I'm messy, but this person said it, and I'm like, stay tuned. Listen, I got another show coming that's getting ready to be crazy, but it's a lot of stuff happening on Basketball Wives. It's on Monday nights at 9 on VH1, and I want people to tune in. There is some great things coming up, and I won't say which episodes, just tune in for every one of them. I'm coming. You see
Okay. It
me.
also seems like, speaking of Brooke, it also seems like you guys are like moving forward with your relationship. It seems like things are getting better. Like, can we expect that to be like good for just going on for the rest of the season, or would there be like any hiccups along the way?
With me and Brooke,
Yeah.
I won't give away the show. Everybody got to stay tuned in to see. Like I said, I love Brooke, and at any given moment, I love Brooke. But you already know we have a rocky friendship. It's been that way for years. I've always tried to tell her, look now, cut it out. So they have to tune in to see.
Okay. How does it feel to have Evelyn back?
It feels good. It feels good. I know she took some time away after that OG stuff, and now she's back. And her fans are excited to see her. It's always a kiki and a laugh with Evelyn. We always have a good time. We've got some stuff coming up. Classic Evelyn, classic Jackie Christie. You already know how we do it. And yeah, I want everybody to stay tuned.
Okay. What are your thoughts about the Brittany and Brooke altercation from the last episode? Because I don't know if you noticed the edit they had of you. I think Brittany said something about surgery, and it made it the way it was edited, it made it seem like, oh shit. Like, was that your initial reaction to the thing that was going on? I think you know what I'm talking about, right?
Everything that happened that day blew me away because I was just going there to ice skate. I was not coming there for all of that. So I'm like, wait a minute. And then when Brooke was saying that Brittany was pissy drunk, I'm like, where? Like when I saw her reaction on the show, like, she had something to drink, but she wasn't pissy drunk. I will say she was tipsy, but all of us had a little bit to drink. So I think I was shocked more than anything when Brooke stood up. I already knew because I saw Brittany immediately stand up. And I said, I know from what I know of Brittany, she's getting ready to pop off. And I know Brooke is going to, do what she does. So I kind of wasn't surprised at that. But when Brittany threw the drink is when the shock wore in. Like, oh, because it was so much and it just was dripping down Brooke's eyes. They edited it and made it look like Brooke was just calm. Brooke wasn't calm. Brooke lost her mind. She literally started throwing people around, and then she fell. And when she fell, I had took the glass bottles off of the table on purpose when I saw them first start arguing, because I didn't want anybody to get hurt. Brooke found one of the bottles under the table and threw it into the air. That's how, but luckily they didn't show all of that. It was really a crazy scene. So all those expressions were real that you saw me looking like. I
Okay.
couldn't believe it. Oh yeah.
No, because the edit, I was like, Jesus. I know some people on social media like kind of like don't want Britney on the show, it seems like.
Really?
What were your initial reaction when you found out Britney was going to be part of the show?
You know what? I actually was like, okay. So many people was calling me and texting me, from kids to adults, like, do you know who is coming? And I'm like, yeah, I heard about it. And they're like, the Brittany Renner. I'm like, okay, well, what about her? What's her story? And they were like, oh, you gotta go see what she says. And I said, actually, I don't want to know. I want to meet her and get to know her myself. So I gave her the benefit of the doubt. When I first met Britney, and this is what I was tweeting about, the first 10, 15 minutes, it was a whole big old fight. Like literally throwing drinks in my friend Mecca, who has a kid with Samaki Walker. She's a basketball wife as well, in her face, like drenching people. But I have seen nothing but growth from Britney since then. Like she has blown me away in a good way ever since. And I really like Britney a lot. Like, yeah, I would work with Britney anytime. So the
Okay.
fans that saying they don't want her on the show should stop, because they're gonna love her by the time this season ends.
Nice. Are we gonna see like an OG like versus like the newcomers clash at all?
I'm not gonna give the show away, but I will tell you. Woo! Get ready. All I can say, get ready. Oh my God. Listen. Woo. Yeah, it's a ride. This season is getting ready to be something. I'm gonna tell you right now. I've done 11, and this I would rank in my top five.
That was gonna actually be my next question for you. I was gonna, where would you rank this? That
My top five. I would definitely. I miss Sunday Carter, which is my girl. Let me tell you, my all-time favorite season was, I think it was season three. I think that's when it was, when it was me, Sunday, British, Drea, Malaysia, Brandy, that group. That
Okay.
was the group.
Oh, speaking of British, I have to ask you this. What are your thoughts about her being sentenced today?
You know what? My heart hurts. I talk to British all the time. I brought British to the show and introduced her to everybody. So she's like my little sister. And I've talked to her about the sentencing. We knew it was impending, it was coming, but I can't tell her story. And I think it would be unfair for me to talk about it, like what happened and how she's feeling. I can just say that I'm gonna say a prayer for her, and I'm gonna call her tonight and just check on her. But you know, it's a sad thing, and I'm sad for the baby.
If you could add like another like basketball wife that hasn't been on the show, just like any like a Savannah James or something like that, who do you want to like add on to the show?
That hasn't been on the show, I would have to say, I always say Savannah, but Savannah would even rock with it. But yeah, I would say, who else? Oh, there's so many. And see, I know the basketball wives that other people might not know, because I'm actually a basketball wife. Oh, Hazel's already been on the show, Draymond's wife. So I would bring her back. But and I can't say Vanessa, because Vanessa would not give it. She wouldn't. Yeah, I think we got,
Gabrielle Union,
huh?
maybe a Gabrielle Union.
Gabrielle. I think she's made comments in the past that like she wouldn't, but yeah, we could bring a Gabrielle on here. Gabrielle would have about 5 seconds for it, and then she'd be out. And you know, Lala's another one. She would be amazing.
Oh yeah, I
Yeah.
think Lala would be cool.
Lala would. Yeah, Lala would be something. Yeah.
If you had to go on a month vacation with one of your cast members, who are you picking to go with?
Ooh, one of my cast members. Would they be current or past?
Current season.
Current season, one of the cast members I'd go on a month vacation with. Oh, that's a hard one. I would have to say, oh, it's a tie between Brittany and Vanessa.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah.
You're like one of the biggest reality TV shows ever. If you had to form like the biggest and baddest reality TV show of all time, and you can only choose four other reality TV show stars, who are you, who are the four names that come to mind?
Ooh, four other TVs. Drea Michelle, Malaysia Pargo, Sunday Carter, Tammy
Okay, I like it. I like it.
Roman.
What's like what have been some like life lessons you learned from just your experience on Basketball Lives or Wives?
Ooh, life lessons I've learned is to not take things personal because especially from other women, because at any given day they can change their mind. They might hate you today and they'll love you tomorrow. Another life lesson is be an open book from being on TV, definitely. And that's how I came in. And that's don't hide anything, because once you get on television, they're gonna pick your life apart. So I would say those.
Okay. If you were a director for like an episode, what would you want to direct and who would you want in your scene from
Ooh,
this season?
I would direct a Ponderosa for sure. And I would want all the women on this cast in my scene so that we can get to the bottom of everything that is going on. So you guys could see the results. Because this season is something else. And they need to tune in every Monday, 9, 8 Central on VH1. I'm telling you, they don't want beats. Woo!
If you could guest star in like in another reality TV show, which one would you want to guest star in?
Ooh, that's a good one. If I had to pick one, it would probably be, it's two of them. It would be Villains or Big Brother. One of those.
Okay, I like Big Brother.
Yeah.
No, yeah, Big Brother and Survivor, those are my shows.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
In the midst of so many like celebrity breakups, what do you believe is like the key ingredients to having like a lasting and happy marriage?
I would say communication, respect. You got to respect yourself and your partner. Don't do nothing to them that you wouldn't want done to you, but keep it fun and sexy and whatever they like, learn to like it too. Even if you don't love it, at least learn to like it, because when you join hobbies together, you have fun. You become each other's best friends. And lastly, keep it sexy always. You know what I mean? Period. Always experience new things together. I've been married 28 years and it's like I just married them yesterday.
Nice, nice, nice. And my last question for you, like what's next for your like on your career agenda? Like what do you want to accomplish next?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm doing another TV show and it's got a lot more to do with my whole life. So that'll be great. I'm producing movies and films. I want to direct a movie and I want Brad Pitt to star in it with Ben Affleck. I want them to be brothers.
Okay. What are they gonna be doing in this?
They're gonna be, I want it to be a cross between The Town. You remember
Okay.
The Town with Ben Affleck and the one that Brad Pitt did, Tibet.
Okay.
7 years in Tibet, something across between those two.
Okay. I like it. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate
Thank you.
it. Bye.
This is the Wayne Ayers Podcast.
The Wayne Ayers Podcast.
Woo-hoo! Time to wake your ass up for a blessed day.